there's a notion coming up that somebody who doesn't owe a direct fiduciary duty may be liable for aiding and abetting a breach of a fiduciary duty. Mark, do you want to sort of discuss that with us? No, actually, Jim, why don't you discuss that with us?
Sure, I'm happy to, Byron. So for those of you that watch, follow this stuff closely, the Rural Metro decision by Vice Chancellor Laster of last year is no doubt the most followed case by M&A lawyers, investment banking lawyers, anybody that advises the board of directors in an M&A context in the last few years out of Delaware. That case arose out of the acquisition of Rural Metro by affiliates of Warburg Pincus, a noted private equity firm. In that transaction, the plaintiffs, as is typical, contended that Rural Metro's directors breached their fiduciary duties by approving the merger and failing to disclose all the material information necessary for stockholders to make an informed vote. The plaintiffs, however, further contended that the two investment bankers, RBC and Moelis & Company, aided and abetted the director's fiduciary breach. Notably, before this case went to trial, the director settled the litigation, as did Moelis, who really was a secondary bank in that transaction. But RBC proceeded to trial. Now, under Delaware law, in order to prove that a person aided and abetted a breach of fiduciary duty, the plaintiff has to show four things. The existence of a fiduciary relationship, such as the director's fiduciary obligations to the corporation. Two, a breach of that fiduciary's duty, a breach of the fiduciary duty of care or loyalty.